I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is recovering today after a procedure at Emory University Hospital to relieve pressure on his brain caused by bleeding due to his recent falls. A spokesperson for the Carter Center said there were no complications during the surgery. President Carter is expected to remain in the hospital for observation. Some of the coldest weather of the year is headed our way today. The National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning for most of the state tonight, effective until Wednesday morning. Meteorologist Nicole Listema says temperatures will continue to drop this evening.
Overnight temperatures will range from the teens in the mountains, mid-20s in the Atlanta metro area, to around 30 south of Macon and Columbus.
North Georgia could see some winter precipitation, although no serious accumulation is expected. Unseasonably cold temperatures, 5 to 25 degrees below normal, will last through Wednesday. The Georgia Department of Public Health has confirmed a Cobb County student has contracted measles. State officials say the student was not vaccinated, and they may have spread the disease to others between October 31st and November 6th. Parents of students at Mabry Middle School were notified via email by the Cobb and Douglas Public Health Departments about the possible exposure. Students who have not been vaccinated are asked not to return to school until November 25th. So far this year, Georgia has had 8 cases of measles, which is the most the state has seen in a decade. A recent study finds 3 Georgia cities, Clarkston, Morrow, and Riverdale, are using excessive fees and fines to pad their budgets, some cases by as much as 25%. According to the Institute for Justice, taxation by citation is easier in Georgia because state law allows cities to run their own municipal courts. Researcher Jennifer McDonald spoke to GPB's On Second Thought.
You've got law enforcement and a judicial system that need to fund themselves from the very activities that they conduct. So there's kind of a perverse incentive there to issue as many citations as you can in order to raise enough revenue to run your department.
McDonald says while the fines might help the city budget, they can hurt residents' morale. 4 of Atlanta's professional sports franchises are throwing their support behind an effort to legalize betting in Georgia. According to the AJC, presidents of the Braves, Falcons, Hawks, and Atlanta United have formed the Georgia Professional Sports Integrity Alliance. The group sent a letter to state lawmakers arguing that Georgia is the 12th largest state for illegal wagers and that legalizing the practice would ensure fairness and transparency. The Sports Coalition estimates that legal sports betting would generate about $50 million in gross revenue for the state. Passing an amendment to the state constitution to allow it would require 2/3 support in the state legislature and passage of a referendum on a statewide ballot. And the Atlanta Hawks are looking to stop a 3-game losing streak when they play the Denver Nuggets tonight in Denver. Tip-off is set for 9 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.